Blog Talk Radio.
Great gospel music here to get us in the mood.
for tonight. I'm going to start it out with Let Go by Molly Music, then Won't Let Go by Travis Green, and then Bless Somebody Else by Kurt Carr. Amen.
Lord, you won't let me reached out to some of my friends that I know have left the world to encourage you to find a way to bless somebody else.
by somebody else. Amen. Amen. All righty. Now we're going to be blessed by Pastor Wanda as she speaks tonight and preaches the word. There's Pastor Wanda. How you doing, Pastor Wanda?
What? I'm blessed and highly favored. And welcome to Rainbow Ministry, Women of God, Daughters of a King. The next word will be on patience. And patience is in the fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to be in Psalm 40 to start off with. And I thank God for being here in my life. And the word of God said, I waited patient for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Patience is a capacity to tolerate challenges or delays without getting upset. Most of us would love to have more patience in our life, but it's not always easy. Patience is a topic of many Bible studies, counsel sessions, and prayer, because life can push us toward reacting, frustration, and disappointment. We may find ourselves praying for more patience when we have been. Waiting on the Lord, it gives us clarity in our life. Praying for a long time for God to change our circumstances, losing our tempers with others, growing weary and longing for the second coming of the Lord. No matter what it leads to, us to desire more patience. The Bible offers excellent guidance. Let's look at the Word of God and explore how to become more patient and what it means to have patience. What does the Bible say about being patient? This is the first segment. We can learn a lot about patience in the Bible when it tells us that patience comes from wisdom. Love is patient. We should be patient and gentle with others, patient with us. Jesus exercised patience on this earthly. We should preserve to be more patient when waiting on the Lord. Patience will be rewarded. Excuse me. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. Good Bible verses for patience. Preaching the Word of God has been preparing in this season, out of season, correct, rebuking, and encouraging. The great patient is carefully instructing. That's 2 Timothy 4:2. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, Galatians 6:9. But if we have hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it, Romans 8:25. Be complete, humble, and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, in Ephesians 4:2. For ye have need to be of patience, that after you have done all the will of God, that you may receive the promise. That's Hebrews 10:36. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dear love, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgiving one another. If any of you have any grievance or all against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:12-13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disrupted. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. And 1 Thessalonians 5:14, the end of things is better than it is beginning. The patient in the spirit is better than the proud in spirit. That's in Ecclesiastes 7:8. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearing, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. In Galatians 5:22-23. Remember before our God and the Father, your works produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and you endure, inspires, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through our weakness and groaning. That's Romans 8:26. the nations wait on the Lord. The Bible verse reminds us that God's time is perfect and that we will be rewarded when we wait on the Lord. He has made everything appointed in his time. He has also set eternity in our hearts. Yet so that man finds out the works which God has done from the beginning even to the end. In Ecclesiastes, wait for the Lord. That's Ecclesiastes 3:11. Psalms 27:14, wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. It is all about waiting on who? God. For the Lord to act on your behalf, even in prayer, meditation, seeking whatever God wants you to do. It's all about waiting. The best wait is waiting on God. In Isaiah 40:31, it said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. This is what the Lord says when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill the good promise to bring you back to the place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope in the future. Psalm 37:7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the ones who prosper in his ways, over man who carries out evil scheme. That's Psalm 37:7. Amen. We have a lot to look at on waiting on God and what patience is. All right. We're all facing, we're all facing situations that tries our patience on our daily basis. The kids climbing on the wall, your stuff and holding on customer service, and the Wi-Fi is painfully slow. When times are hard, even if more difficult to preserve, with good attitude, sometimes that keeps calm and carry on posting isn't enough to get your mind right. And you need to turn to a reliable source, the Bible. The good book, it had a lot to offer us on this topic. As the Bible about hope, the Bible verse on your children, the Bible verse on healing, you have to be on the right frame of mind to face a daily trial. The first one, Proverbs 15:18. High temper causes argument, but patience brings peace. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7:8. The end of something is better than the beginning. Patience is better than pride. The end of something is better than the beginning. Patience is better than pride. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous. It is not conceit or pride. It is not arrogant. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4. So you got to stay humble. Humble in everything you do when you're working for the Lord. But you have to work on this. It's a daily by you reading your word. You have to get in your Bible. You have to renew your minds in Romans 12:1-2. It's a daily not being conformed to this world. But you got to conform to the things of the word of God, what he says. All right, let's look at James 5:8. You almost meant to have patience. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. Amen. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constantly in prayer. Prayer is vital in dealing with things. When you are going through something, you just can't fly off the handle. You got to go into prayer. Each and every day, you got to pray and ask God. Ask him to lead you, guide you, and direct you. But when you have the wisdom of God, a lot of things will test you, and a lot of things will tempt you, okay? But you got to understand, is this from God or is this from the enemy? So when you're sitting, you're patiently waiting on God to answer your prayer. Amen? And that is your Bible study for tonight. That's the call, the altar call. It's all about patience. If you've been waiting on God to answer your prayers, you're just in the waiting room. God hears everyone's prayers. Amen? Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken. All right, we're waiting on Pastor Ken. It's another form of waiting, waiting patient. So have you been asking God for anything? You can just put it down, write it out, make your vision make plain, and it's in the best. You have to wait on God. A lot of people are in a rush, but God is wanting you to wait, even for a job, interviews, doctor's appointment, or to waiting on to hear the outcome. So, Pastor, you can call altar call. That is Bible study for the night. It's waiting on God.
Okay. All righty. That was a quick one. All right. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you can do so tonight by simply saying this simple Lord prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we'll bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it was a quick one
tonight. Gave enough scriptures. It's plain and simple. But God is
Amen.
Waiting on his people.
Yes.
Yes,
he is.
Yes.
Well, we
gave
got,
over. Hello?
Well, go ahead.
Gave over 12 scriptures. More than that. The word is what it says it does. I can't add to it or anything. I'm waiting on God. I got to have
Amen.
Patience. A lot of people don't have patience. Patience is a form of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's patience comes from wisdom. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So how was your day today, sir?
It was great. I kind of slept most of it. I didn't sleep good last night for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So I just rested in bed.
Rest in the Lord. That's that, but waiting. Just resting. That's the same thing I did today was rested. Got to rest in the Lord. Have to get more fresh anointing to be filled. And I feel better since I rested. Real idea.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We all need to do that sometime.
You got to do it. If God did it, you have to do it. Okay. If he had a rest day, we must do a rest day.
All righty. Well, we got a caller here. It's a 111 number. Let's take it and see what this caller may bring to the table. 111.
Hello.
You're on it? Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to know, can Jesus save a Satanist?
Can Jesus save a Satanist?
No. Can Jesus save a Satanist?
Yes.
Jesus
even
can
though,
anything.
Well, even though, as to become a Satanist, you must reject the Holy Spirit. And in the Bible, it talks about if you talk blasphemy about the Holy Spirit, that's the unforgiven sin.
Yeah, if you speak blasphemy over the Holy Spirit, yes, it's an unforgivable sin.
So Jesus cannot save me then.
Well, I don't know. Pastor Warner, what do you think about that?
Jesus can do anything. He's the only one can do the forgiving. Okay? It ain't your choice. So if you trust and believe, he can do anything.
You know that Satanists are very smart. And one of our goals is to read the Bible as well. So we could correct those as well. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. Now, Jesus cannot contradict himself. He is the Word. He cannot contradict himself. So when it says that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is the unforgivable sin, it is the unforgivable sin.
Well, did you blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
Well, when we become Satanists, that's what we deny the Holy Spirit. We deny all his works, everything. So that is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Well,
that's something probably would have to talk with a priest then, because you guys don't know. So I'll have to probably talk to a priest, a Mormon pastor. I don't know, but you guys don't have the answer for it. So I might as well just hang up. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, we'll pray for you, sir. We'll pray for you.
We'll pray for him. Yeah. All right, Pastor. Well, Pastor, I'm going. I'm going to get back studying, and I'm going to watch my movie. But you're all on Women of God, Daughters of King, on Rainbow Ministry. You all have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. Are you going to be on tomorrow, Pastor?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, I'll be there. You have a blessed night, sir.
You too. Okay, God bless you.
All right.
All righty, 111.
Oh, man, did Wanda hang up, man?
Yeah, she did. She hung up.
Oh, man, every time I call and I want to talk to that woman, she always leave, man. I wanted to get her number, man.
She won't give that out over there.
Okay, so you could probably give me her number off the air.
No, I don't have her number off there. She just calls in, and I have no number.
Man. You got any more callers, man?
No, not at the moment. I mean, I've got more callers on the line. They're in the queue, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that guy that just called, man, that dude crazy, man. That dude like a voodoo man or something, man.
Oh, he's a Satanist. He believes in Satan.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. What drives people to believe in the insane, man? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, they're out there, okay? They're Satanists there, and unfortunately,
don't they know that they lose in the end?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Man, it's crazy, man. You must be on drugs to believe in Satan, man.
Well, some of them are.
Damn, man. That's why we got a whole bunch of serial killers, man. Like that one guy called the BTK killer, man. You ever seen that dude, man?
Yeah, I saw him on TV.
Man, that guy crazy, man. That one of the blankets that he had a little kid sleep in it, man, and that was a blanket that he killed one of his victims with, and then he came on it too as well, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, they're crazy.
And then it sounds like he had a person helping him because. Those pictures are Polaroid pictures, man. You know what I'm saying? There had to be somebody taking the picture when he was all dressed up in the clothes of the victims. That's crazy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he took them himself. I don't know.
How, man? That was back in the day. It was a Polaroid, man. Those cameras were heavy.
Those
cameras was really heavy back in the 70s, man. The 80s, 90s. Crazy, man.
Yeah, well, crazy, like I said, there's crazy people out there, and they'll do crazy things, okay? All we can do is pray for these people, okay, and hopefully find the Lord.
You believe Jeffrey Dahmer? You believe Jeffrey Dahmer gave his life to Christ?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I really don't know if he did.
Because in prison, everybody says that he was going to church in prison, and he was part of the prison ministry. But he got killed because the people didn't like him. I mean, I would have killed him too, you know, for like cutting penises and cutting heads and putting them inside the freezer. And then he started eating them, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know.
You have to be some type of crazy to do that.
You gotta be. I would think so. Yeah, if you start getting into cannibalistic behavior, yeah, that's kind of out there.
Yeah, man, they say that this for the millionaires, this is a special type of restaurants that serve human meat. That is crazy, man.
Really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, like secret pops inside New York. New York and Los Angeles, man, where all the crazy people are at. That's why you have a whole bunch of people missing.
I don't know people would want to eat human meat. I just don't see a good thing about that.
Yeah, man, like, I think there's a pastor, I forgot his name, but there was a pastor that was saying that he was invited to one of those places, and he didn't know he was eating a human meat. He said it tasted like chicken. I'm like, man, everybody say that everything tastes like chicken. I doubt that stuff tastes like chicken, man.
I wouldn't think it would taste like chicken either. Yeah.
I think it like it would probably taste like something gamey, you know what I'm saying? Like a deer, you know, or a buffalo or bison.
Something.
You know what I'm saying?
I would think it would have to be kind of gamey. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But anyway, man, I'll let you go. There's no callers at press 1-1?
No, nobody yet of yet.
All right, I'll probably call later on when there's more people, but you could put me back on mute, man.
Okay. God bless you, sir. Have a great night.
All right, man. All right.
All right. Okay. Well, that was an interesting conversation. Amen. Oh, we've got a new caller that's called in, but he hasn't pressed the 1 key from a 770 number. I've never seen that before. Hopefully you'll press the 1 key and come on. Amen. Well, he just pressed the 1 key. Okay, even bring him on. 770, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name is Pastor Jim. I called in because of Sister Wanda Smith, and
okay.
I got this number from her. And, you know, I'm an evangelist for the streets and working with all different people, homeless, disadvantaged. And but I build up the body of Christ. I work in many, many churches. Nigerian, Iranian, Persian, converted to Christianity. So we're working all over the city of Atlanta. And I have home functions, home Bible study, men's group, things like that, because there's such a need for mentorship and so many people that need help and encouragement. There's so many believers that are wandering and still don't have their true identity. So
amen.
We are, yeah, and we can come into the supernatural. But first, we got to have the encounter. If there's not the encounter, then you won't have the passion. There's not being preached at that's going to change somebody. It's the encounter with the presence of God.
Amen.
And,
amen.
And when he meets them. Yeah, that would change.
You guys do that in Atlanta, helping the homeless. We got a pretty big homeless community out here in San Antonio, and we've got Haven
San
for
Antonio.
Hope.
Haven for Hope. Wow. Bless God.
Yes.
Well, you see, this is where the heartbeat of God is. It has always been. Ministry to the poor, and because the word says very clearly is if you give to the poor, you're lending to God, and God pays great interest. The stock market can't even match that one. You know, when you give out of your heart, that's not just money, it's your time and your personal mentorship. This is investing in the kingdom, and God is watching if you do it for the right motive. Right motive is very important. What's your name?
My name is Pastor Ken.
Pastor Ken, thank you. I just tuned in late. You were talking about, what were you talking about, me? A game? Game or something?
We had a Satanist call in, and he said that he couldn't get saved because he blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and that's the unforgivable sin. It is an unforgivable sin to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, but, you know, I believe that a Satanist can be saved. What do you think?
Well, you see, God, it's like Corrie Ten Boom. He said, the grace of mercy, there's no sin so deep that the hand of God is not deeper still. And there have been people that have been led astray by many things. There are many people in false doctrines right now in many different directions. But God is at work in the lives of people. And, yeah, God can God can save anyone and bring them in, even if they've gone into occultism, especially if they've gone into that. People out of Haiti, many people have been in witchcraft, voodoo, and all kinds of stuff. They've been brought out. The scriptures say that he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the word in
right.
the Greek means that he dragged us out. He literally dragged us out of darkness. So, yes, a so-called
okay,
Satanist.
That's what I thought. I thought a Satanist could be saved, okay, even though they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, okay?
Well, no,
that's
not the blasphemy. That is not blaspheme against, I mean, that the blaspheme is the rejection, the full rejection of the Holy Spirit. And they, you know, but we're not, we don't pass judgment on that. God is the judge, okay? In Psalm 19, verse 9, it says that only the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So he knows everything there is to know and why people go down these gross roads. They can, you know, it's not just occultism or huge forms of sexual addiction or problems with sexual identity or people that are in all kinds of prostitution and even sex trafficking. As horrific as it is, God can shake and bring people out of that. And of course, the victims, but also the people that are perpetrators. A molester person can be saved and gloriously brought into the kingdom.
Right, right.
Yes.
That's what I've said before. I said people that are pedophiles or child molesters, okay, those type of people can be saved, okay? And if they change their heart and they believe in God, you know, they can be saved. And
when they, Paul, the Apostle Paul, or Saul, on the road to Damascus, he was murdering, or part of murdering believers. He thought he
right.
was serving God. He thought he was, and he had to have an encounter. See, he had the encounter on the road to Damascus. That encounter transformed his life. Okay, and that's why I pray a lot of people are not encountering Christ. You can't just say a whimsical prayer and come into the kingdom. It has to do with the lifestyle change. And then even at that, the remember, many Christians, people that have come into the kingdom, it's not just fire insurance to get to heaven. It's a lifestyle change. And then Jesus is they're waiting for the conversion. The conversion is yet to come, my change. David was looking for his change to come. And until we
yeah.
truly surrender, if we surrender, then change will happen.
Right.
Amen. I met a man the other day, and I found out that he's in a Baptist church here in Atlanta for over 30, 35 years, and he knew the pastor that I knew from way back there. But I'm telling you, he did not have the Spirit. I discerned he was not producing fruit. He didn't have any life. And he was stuck. And I spoke right to him. And I tried to I tried to identify. Well, then the Holy Spirit led me back the next day. And this was a high level Mercedes dealership. I mean, Mercedes. And they had expensive cars. It was closing time, and I went to see him the last minute because I had a word for him. And he was mean to me. Not only didn't receive me or mine, I said, Robert, he was surprised. And he said, well, we're closing. I said, I know you're closing. He said, well, you parked in the wrong place. And I mean like that. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, but I came back here just to see you because I got a word for you. And I looked at him and I said, Robert, the time is short. You have gifts and abilities. You've been in the church all these years. You could be mentoring young men right now. And I said, the word is utilize your gifts. Give it back to the kingdom. Now, I said, I'm going to get a cup of tea. I'm going to get a cup of tea, and I'm leaving. But I left it with him. Then I go back and pray. So I don't know, but maybe I disrupted his usual and customary. Maybe I disrupted his mundane. You know, we need, the Bible says two things. It says that we are to consider one another. That's a good thing. And then to provoke one another to love and good works. I like provoke. I like that word. Because we're stirring up. It means to stir up, excite, to arouse, or cause somebody to get out of their state of being comfortable.
Right.
Because all of us can be used. There's an outpouring about to happen, and it is happening on all flesh around the world. And there are people that can, if they are ready to receive, they're hungry. I'm talking about believers now. I'm not the world we know. But for the outpouring to happen and for the harvest to happen, believers have to be ready for the harvest.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just going, you know, just going to flounder around.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to flounder, and they're not going to know how to gather. Or they're only going to gather for themselves. So I am either doing two things every day, either planting seeds or provoking saints.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Plant seeds, provoke saints. And I like to provoke people. I really, you know, myself too. God provokes me. He upsets my mundane. And, you know, if I'm too comfortable, something will happen to make me uncomfortable. It's a trial. And it's not bad. So, Pastor Kenny.
Well,
is that right?
Yeah, Pastor Kenny. I gotta congratulate you, sir, for your good work in Atlanta, and I'll pray for your ministry that it flourishes, okay, and you can touch as many souls as you can and get them to know Christ.
Yeah, I really, you know, I have such a passion. For the application. Now, God knows that he's forgiven me of so much. And if he's forgiven me of so much, then, you know, why can't I relay that to others?
Amen.
And, you know, because that's where our operating energy comes from. And it's love and it's thankfulness. We're supposed to reciprocate what's been given to us, even as Christ has forgiven us, Ephesians 4:32.
Yes. What's the name of your ministry?
I don't really have a name. I just go about and share the word. My purpose is to build up the body of Christ. So
yes.
I have had background in many different, I went to Bible school several places and such. But so I work with multicultural, cross-cultural ministry and churches, and a bishop from Nigeria I've been working with for 22 years, and whenever he comes. But that guy restored my soul, and I'm a white boy from Maine. I grew up in the north. It's funny, but God works in mysterious ways. And so I started going into all these black churches with the bishop. Because he came to my house, he spoke once. Holy Spirit said, bless him and honor him. And so I went to him, Bishop, what do you need? He said, I need somebody to drive me and take me to the churches when I come to Atlanta. And I said, well, I'm it. Let's go. And I'm telling you, Pastor Ken, what happened was I didn't know I was going to enter a university of training like this. And it went on. We went into mostly all black churches. And sometimes I'm the only white cracker there, and it's funny. And then we went to the Persian churches. I got him into the Persian church where the converted Muslims, and they loved him, and they were wealthy builders and engineers, and they gave him I think one offering they gave him $5,000 to take back to Nigeria to his churches. And
wow.
He had two schools, 300 students each. And he was working in the hard area of Nigeria in the north where the radical Muslims were. And they will kill people over Christianity. The radical
yeah.
Muslim, they were burning them. So he came under much persecution, but he kept preaching the gospel. And I was teamed up with him. I was privileged to be teamed up with him. Yeah. So, and now he brought me into the realm of many other churches, and I still help them. I go back and visit and bless them. And
amen.
So everybody loves Pastor Jeff. I just enjoy, and I'm going to India in November.
Really?
And then I'm going to Nepal, from India to Nepal. Never been there. Never been that side of the world. I'm going by faith. And recently the devil tried to kill me, take me out physically. Tried to take me out emotionally, take me out in my health and my money. All of it. He went after five areas because, just like you, he knows the call on your life, the devil and his imps. So he's a liar.
Well, yeah, look at what he did to Job.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm praying and praying for the very best, and I'm hoping for the best. And I got a lot of word in me. I started in the faith when I was 5. I'm now 68. So God is good.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're a little older than I am. I'm going to be turning 62 in October.
Okay.
And I've been doing this for a good many years now. And it's very rewarding when we can help people.
Really? What time does this phone line start?
It started at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm usually on every day of the week at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, which I believe is 9 o'clock your time in Atlanta.
Okay, you go on 8, which is 9 my time?
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you located?
In San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, Texas. Yeah. So you 1 or 2 hours change?
1 hour behind.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Okay.
1 hour ahead of you. Yes, it's ahead of you. Okay, yeah.
Ahead. Okay.
Well, if we're 8 o'clock, you're 9 o'clock.
Okay. 9 p.m. And now, do you know Sister Wanda Smith?
Yes, I do. I have. We've been preaching the word together since 2015.
Wonderful. She's filled with the word.
Oh yes, she is. She can shout you out of a scripture in a heartbeat. She's good on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been knowing her for about almost 20 years. And she
really?
Worked with the homeless. Yeah. And she, we met because of the Seven Bridges ministry here for the homeless, mostly women and children. And I stumbled in there one day. And that's when I met her. It's quite a story. And, but she has many different children and she helps so many, especially in the winter time. She saved a lot of lives, getting them off the streets or helping them with blankets and winter clothes. And
amen.
And then
I'm so blessed to know her.
She's been under a lot of attack, too. Anybody that's doing anything in the kingdom that's active, you're a target.
Right. Okay, yeah, because Satan doesn't want you to do that. He tries to put things in your path to divert you from doing such.
So we really have got to stay vigilant and sober. So because he's out there, and then not open any doors in the flesh for excuses for the enemy to come in and cause havoc. So God is so good. He's
yes,
been
he
so
is.
Good to me. He's been so good to me. And then I had some things stolen from me this year. It was just grievous. And because a friend of mine died, and he was going to leave his estate to me and have me be the executor. And then he died prematurely. He didn't finish the will. And so the family who was not close to him came in and took everything and pushed me aside. But I'm praying that something will come over them in conviction and they'll return some of the funds. You know, God knows what's best. Father knows best. And he's teaching us through these things. So God is good.
Yeah, all the time.
And so pray for me, though, because, you know, this is a step of faith to go into India in November. I'm preparing now. We've got special events coming up on the 8th and 9th here in Dalton, Georgia. And I'm praying for this Kevin Zadai, who's coming, and bringing other people. It's all by faith.
I'll definitely keep you in my prayers, Pastor Jeff. Okay, that you're able to do a great work in India and Nepal.
Amen. It's all, you know, we're just going as a servant. It's not self-promotion. We just go to help. They got an orphanage there. Whatever we can do, I just pray that free course will happen. And I've been knowing these pastors both from Chennai and Nepal for many years, and they've stayed in my home. I've hosted them. So now they want to host me and feed
Amen.
Me Indian food. Now feed me Indian food. So,
there you go. It'll be a new experience.
New experiences. Well, bless you. I'm going to, it's 10 o'clock here, 10:10. So I'm going to sign off. And,
all right.
But
man.
I'm glad I called you. I'm going to, I'll capture this.
Feel free.
In my time, you come on at 9 p.m. Okay, I'll capture this number and put it in my phone.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. Bless you.
What do you call the line? Is there a name that you call this line?
This is God's Rainbow Ministries, okay?
God's Rainbow.
Yeah, God's Rainbow Ministries.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. And San Antonio, Texas?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, onward we go, and I'll talk to you again. And are you on Monday through Saturday?
Sunday through Saturday.
Sunday through Saturday. Every day.
Saturday. 7 days.
You're
a
on
week.
Every
I'm
day.
On. Yes.
Every day of the week. Every day.
Every day.
Wow! Bless your work. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing the radio since 2015.
Bless God. Okay, we're going to go on, but you pray for me, and you're inspirational. All right.
Yes, I will keep you in prayer. Amen. God bless
in
you.
Order, when you call in, you have to push the number one to join.
Push the number one key, and as that puts a hand up. That way it lets me know that I got a caller that wants to come on here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll let you know when I'll wave to you when I'm coming on.
Sounds great. I'll be looking forward to your number. Okay.
All right.
God bless you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that was Pastor Jeff from Atlanta, who happens to know Pastor Wanda for a long, longer than me. Amen. God bless him. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up, man? Hey, man. That Pastor Jeff doesn't know what he's going to get into with all the calls that you get, man. I just pray, it keeps it civil, man.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? People be calling, you know what I'm saying, for Pastor Wanda Panis and all that, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just some crazy stuff. I don't know why people would want to do something like that anyway.
Yeah, you know, I just hope he has a sense of humor, man. But, all righty, man. You got any more callers, man?
Yes, I do. I happen to have another 111 caller. Let me bring him on.
Yeah, bring him on, man.
Hey.
Yo, where's Pastor Jeff?
He left. He hung up.
This is Pastor Jeff. This is Pastor Jeff right here. Hi.
That's not Pastor Jeff. Tell him I want his panties.
Oh, boy.
Does the Pastor Jeff have any underwear?
I'm sure he does.
And, you know, that's an inside joke, man.
Yeah.
Everybody be
right.
Calling for his underwear, just like Wanda be calling for the panties.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm okay. Well, sit back and enjoy the show, sir. I'm going to play some great gospel music here, okay, to see if we can get some more callers. Amen. All righty. Well, here we go with some good music here. Play a song by Gene Moore called Take Care. Play another song by Waymaker. It's called Waymaker by Michael W. Smith and Vanessa Campagna. And then we'll play Stones and Giants by Jonathan Traylor. And then we'll end it with Just For Me by Kirk Franklin.
That's Jesus. You are the light in darkness. Every shadow is subdued unto you. You are a chill provider. There's no fear because my purpose lies in you. You got me covered. Now I've discovered there is nothing you can't do. Turning right before me, showing that you're mighty. I know that I can count on you. God will be with me.
Okay, I think we got, let's see if this is Uncle T, 111. Hello?
Assalamu alaikum, Kenny.
Hey, what's up there, Osama?
My name is not Osama, my name is Hassan.
That's right, Hassan, how you doing?
Your Muslim name is Osama. Hey, can you do me a favor and ask that guy, bastard Jeff, to call back in?
I don't have his number, okay, to call him.
Just put it out on the radio. I'll wait on hold for him to return.
Okay, if you're listening, call back in, Pastor Jeff. We got some. Okay, he wants to talk with you. Okay, I'm going to put him on hold and see if you call back in. All right. All righty, well. Maybe this is Uncle Tony.
Okay.
No, okay. It's Spanish. It's not Uncle Tony.
Blow job. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you can say blow job, Venice. Goodbye. All righty. Well, Uncle Tony has not called as of yet. Okay, so... Okay, all righty. Well, hopefully Uncle Tony's supposed to call in here, and when he does, I'll take his call. Okay, all he has to do is press 111, and I'll take his call. Oh, well. Okay, we got another caller here. 111. You're on here.
Okay. So bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. 111.
Kenny.
Yeah.
DC2.
Yeah, what's up, DC?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much. I was waiting for Tony to call. He's supposed to call in tonight.
Oh, I think he might be at work, man. I think he doesn't have a lot of free time. I think I saw he said he was in the queue, but I think maybe he was busy. He got busy or something. I don't know, but. So I was just wondering, you took care of, like, the other night, you took care of the first part of the agreement, and that was beautiful, and it's, you know, I'm happy about that. But if you remember, there was a second part, and that is for Finney Kishman to co-host a non-Wanda show.
Yeah,
and I was just wondering.
It was a Wanda show.
No, I know that, Kenny. I'm not calling to get, you know, to yell at you or anything. I was just wondering if you had any idea when that show would be, when Finneth would be on. Has anybody said?
Well, he could be on tomorrow night, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I'm not sure what his schedule is, but I'll try to find out from BBF. But I haven't really heard from BBF all that much because he's been busy too. So I don't know. But that's all I really wanted to know. Has there been a lot of callers tonight? I haven't been able to listen.
No, not really. I got a couple callers right now. Okay, maybe I'm. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, bring
more. Let me take one. 1-1, you're on here.
Okay. Hey, Penny, how you doing, brother?
Okay.
Oh, you feeling? You okay? You feeling good?
Garza, okay.
Garza, oh, yeah, I know Dad. Yeah, Dan called the show before. We know Dan. Do you know Dan?
Okay.
Kenny, are you going to talk to him, man? Is he? Go ahead, say hi to Finny.
I did already.
Okay.
Kenny, I don't understand. Why don't you like Finneth? He's sweet. He's a sweet guy, man. He's not a mean person.
Blow job.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, let's take another call here. 111. You're on here.
I don't know why you won't talk to Finneth. Why won't you talk to him?
He really doesn't have anything to say, Grover.
Kenny.
Okay.
Kenny, listen, man. Listen, Kenny, 15% of your vocabulary is okay. So,
That's true.
He's kind of like you. And he's a little slow, Kenny. I mean, you can't be mean to him. I mean, just try to engage him. He's like a little kid. You're good with little kids.
Remember you had the orphanage?
Blow job. Okay.
Okay.
Why do you say that?
Okay.
Why?
Kenneth.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping? What is wrong with you tonight, man? You on them narcotics?
Nah.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Grover, let's be quiet and let Kenny and Finney talk.
All right.
Grover.
Oh. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, what you doing?
Grover. Okay. Finneth, okay, stay, Grover, okay.
Oh.
Well, okay. Anyway.
He said my name, but I don't know why he's saying my name. He didn't say much. He said, Grover.
Negro.
Yep, that's me.
Good job, Fanny. Good job, brother.
Ken, this guy reminds me a lot of you, but with more brains.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Blow job. Okay.
Yeah, we all love the blow jobs, don't we?
If you're married, you don't see them very much after you get married.
Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his Kim boat.
Shout out
to them.
Yeah, give a shout out to Juan, Ben.
Shout out. Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also,
right.
Kenny, go ahead and give a shout out to Kent Hopper. And Canada, please.
Oh, yeah. Give a shout out to Ken Hopper in Canada and all the Canadians. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, all right. Hey, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Okay. And
okay.
Hope you all have a blessing. And,
okay.
See you tomorrow night.
Okay.
We're going to go into John chapter 14.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Over.